over the weekend. Part of the big, in fact, they had the Ville, Steamville. You guys had a mammoth weekend. First of all, you got to open your new football stadium, and then the Jackets beat the tar out of Everman to usher that in. And then, across the way there at Tarleton, EECU Theater.
The brand new, it was a grand opening. It was very cool. Fancy.
It was a who's who.
It's very purple.
And the who was
Heather Lee.
Well, yeah, and my new best friend.
Your new best friend.
Leanne Morgan,
yep.
Who is now part of my girl posse.
Stand-up extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Very funny, Leanne Morgan.
Yeah, I know. Well, she had a bunch of shows over at American Airlines in Dallas.
Oprah went.
I know.
Oprah went to it. And Hank Van Tim, he's probably listening right now, took a selfie with Oprah.
That's a lot of layers.
I think it was Oprah. I mean, it looked like Oprah. It could be AI Oprah.
Well, I mean, it's not Tarleton Oprah. We know that.
They're replacing everybody these days. But yeah, it was the very real Leanne Morgan and you, very real.
Getting to know.
Backstage.
I know.
Roving reporter.
It was a big surprise. I had
celebrity
no idea.
Reporter. Right there, backstage. With comedian Leanne Morgan.
So we are back here, backstage with Leanne Morgan, with the inaugural show, Tarleton's.
I know, honey. I didn't realize I was the first thing
I know
they've ever had, and they do rodeo here.
Mm-hmm. You warmed it up for Co-Wetzel. Do you know about the Co-Wetzel? Co-Wetzel is a thing. It's a
no,
thing.
What is that?
Oh, he's a man. He is like the man, the myth, the legend here in the Westplex.
What does he do?
He sings and he plays guitar. He sings the country music, the Texas country.
Oh, yeah. When is he coming?
Next weekend. And it's a big thing. It's a thing, Leanne.
Oh, know? My Lord. I wish I could stay for that, darn it.
I'm sorry, but you know, the last time we had talked about KB, my morning show partner, and how he needed to, like, step it up, right? Like, get married. Because you and the fabulous Chuck Morgan have been together forever, right?
Yes.
Ever and ever. Yes. And you're still madly in love. You guys are so in love, right?
Yeah.
So he finally did it. He proposed on his parents' 50th wedding anniversary.
That's sweet.
I know. So he's I mean, don't tell him this, but he's a little bit out of his league. Any tips?
Oh, my Lord. He needs to. What is her love language? Does anybody have any idea?
Oh, I have no idea.
If it's words of affirmation, then he needs to say sweet things every day. Mm-hmm. If it's acts of service, he needs to clean out the garage. If it's quality time, he needs to sit and watch Real Housewives with her.
That's right,
If it's gifts, flowers, earrings. And then what's the last one? Physical touch.
Okay, yeah. I mean, either way, he just kind of needs to get it together, right?
Yes.
Okay. Check out Leanne, Netflix. We're looking for season 2 now.
You angel, we'll know soon. Thank you, my sweetie.
That's fantastic right there. Leanne Morgan.
Mm-hmm. Giving you marriage advice, you lucky dog.
Her love language, huh?
Yeah, there was a man who really meant business behind me, and he kept giving me the rap.
I'm telling you to wrap it up.
I like
that man.
It was the price.
Can I get that man on the show?
Yeah, it's surprising.
Can I get
he thought I asked too many questions.
Well, I don't know. I think she speaks English. I think that's her love language.
Waking up with you, Texas.
Native tongue. Yeah.
It's KB and Heather Lee.